With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. The U.S. employment rate may currently be at record lows, but that's not the case for the nation's dairy producers. Dairy farmers need workers who are willing and able to get the job done. But it's not as easy as you might think to get those workers, which is why agriculture has long used foreign-born laborers. Peter Cole is with the Holstein Association USA and explains immigrants really are critical to the dairy industry.
Dairy farmers are more and more relying on immigrants as a reliable source of farm labor. They're willing and able to do the work. They're oftentimes very good workers. And frankly, they'll do the work that many of our U.S. people won't do.
And while dairy producers understand and fully support efforts to stop illegal immigration, Cole says improved regulations could benefit the dairy industry.
Current immigration regulations for ag workers are intended to permit seasonal migrant workers into our country to work for short periods of time and then return to their home country. Really, to get it to make them effective for dairy workers, those regulations need to be expanded to address the needs for long-term, year-round workers that dairy farms so desperately need.
The number of undocumented workers in dairy isn't certain, but according to national audits, the number could be as high as 70%. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to the Ag Information Network of the West at aginfo.net.